In the meditation, you're asked to just close the eyes, but don't fall asleep. And try to keep the spine straight. And don't strain. Be as comfortable as possible. Because this entails conscious effort, and the conscious effort is discipline. Now the vital energy flows through the vital nerves and through the five senses into the physical organs, and you are involved with the outside world through the senses of seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, and touch. Now, and everything involved in that outward realm is retained in the brain as language and the association through language. In the meditative principle or discipline, we will shut down one of the avenues, that is the lids of the eyes, vision. And through this shutdown attitude, discipline of sight begins. While we close the eyes and look within, and not falling asleep, we have a sense or a tendency to become more aware of our existence, thus a stepping up of your inner consciousness. And you begin to realize that the sense of hearing is taking over more. The sense of smell, sense of taste and touch are also becoming acute. To the extent that they're becoming extra perceptive. And as we gaze at the point between the eyebrows with our eyes closed, keeping the mind there, gradually we will see a light or a radiance, a luminescence. Now the mind has a tendency to drift only because it was involved with the external realm. And this is a form of discipline by trying to observe what the mind is latching on to, what particular idea or word or association or thought or experience the mind is latching on to. And through this conscious observation or conscious discipline, the mind sometimes recognizes an idea or a thought creeping up from the past, some past experience. Now, if it's associating with that experience, eventually the emotional nature will become frustrated. if the mind is latching on to something concerning the future, sooner or later the emotional nature will end up in anxiety. Now, if the mind is involved in the present, now, what it's actually doing in relation to the body, then the sense of breathing, the function of breathing, begins to slow down. In the scriptures it was said, God breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. At this very moment, in the present now, as the consciousness identifies itself with the present, and the slowing down rate of inhalation and exhalation, man is given an opportunity to experience his soul awareness. Partaking of the qualities of the divine exhibits omnipresence, that it seems to reach out and be present everywhere in consciousness. It seems to radiate into unlimited existence. Begins the devotional workload of communion with the Universal Spirit God. Ever conscious of the present now. Ocean of peace and tranquility is all around you now, in the form of consciousness. And the personal discipline of watching, the personal vigil, is the link up with that vastness of consciousness from within ourselves. Thank you. Slowly open the eyes, but don't move. Try to hold on to the peaceful after effects. But don't open the eyes too full, just partially. Because through your self-observation, there's a sensation of peace around you, in you, and coming true from within you. There is a reservoir of peace flowing out from within. Now with this partially open eyes, we're gonna dive deeper back now into that vast ocean of consciousness again. So let us gradually close the eyes and go deep in now into this deep ocean of consciousness. Do not fall asleep. Be conscious that you are applying personal effort, self-discipline on your emotional nature, aligning yourself with God, the eternal light within you. Ear. Try to listen to the audible light stream flowing in and out and around you. The divine cosmic vibration of life passing in. This physical form and right back into the atomic structure around us.
Hare Krishna.
Listening to the audible light stream, we are escalated up into consciousness, into the consciousness of the divine nature.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
listening with the right ear, the discipline, the sense of hearing. You are disciplining the sense of hearing and directing it back to its source. The fountainhead whereby the right vital current flows in. The human mechanism.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Do not strain, be relaxed within yourself.
Hare Krishna.
Here, total surrender to divine presence, indwelling spirit within us all. Internal self-surrender, again, is a discipline on the emotional nature. It's a discipline on the emotional nature to the presence of the divine life flowing in. Slowly open the eyes, not completely, half open. Try to hold on to the peaceful effects of the environment. Gradually open the eyes wider. And adjust the light for the physical world. But hold on to that inner attitude. Try to see how long in the waking state you can maintain this in an attitude of calmness. Try to see how long you can hold on to this inner strength that is flowing through the mechanism in the waking state. Now, if you feel in the mood to dive back deeper in there, go right ahead. It is your own personal reservoir of divine peace. Drink as much as you want. No one can cheat you of it now. It's your own portable paradise. You don't have to search for it. It has always been with us. You are not the same people anymore after this. You have found the source of your being. From this source, you have to learn to live daily through personal effort of discipline.
Free our lives from all obstacles, and made our being only love reigning in our hearts. And may that love shine from the sanctuary of our devotion, that we may be able to awaken thy love in all hearts. Om peace. Om. Divine Spirit, we are thankful tonight for this wonderful gathering, for our beloved sister Helen, who made our home available for this spiritual Mahasamadhi ceremony, and to all our brothers and sisters in the spirit who've come a long way, gather themselves to commune in spirit and to lend their spiritual power to aid certain souls traveling through the bardos of consciousness. Masters, as a humble disciple, I surrender my body tonight in thy service, that the energies may be used to help those souls traveling through the bardos. And if it is thy will, that they make their upgrade up to the clear white light, may they have a peaceful rebirth wherever they may be. For the symbols present, we have the earth, the fire, the air, and water when the water time comes to be called for water, representing the primordial elements from which the soul came forth. But it must go back to Mother Earth, as we call the eternal womb. So the crescent is called the eternal womb, which man comes forth and go back to. As Jesus says, unless we be born again, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. The crescent is the focal point, and we find it throughout all literature, representing the eternal cosmic womb of rebirth. Right now, on the reservation of the Indians in this country, there is a ceremony going on, and I'm trying to link my consciousness with them, so we will be able to draw on their power, and this ceremony will also be able to add to theirs. So we're in for a very good spiritual uplift tonight. Also, in certain parts of Indians, Tibet or China, they are also having certain Mahasamadhi ceremonies going on. So we're going to really get the benefit tonight. Also, the ceremony is to show how the soul travels through the various bardos to go to the consciousness. We have a few names here that I've asked around who would like their name mentioned, and primarily since tonight is the house is dedicated by Helen here, I'll leave her friend's name for the last. The honor goes to them. Van Houston, Small, Stan Willits, Emily Bordeaux, Eunice Lewis, Edgar Bordeaux, and Leon Bordeaux. May the spirit go with you. And to Bob Hardison, a friend of Helen, who's been there this morning, and this primarily was dedicated to him. May the spirit go with you. Join me in the first bardo. The soul will travel up the first bardo of the red light. So you'll focus your mind on red. And all these souls pre-mentioned are gathered in the red light. And as you focus your mind on the red, try to think of the words I will repeat, freeing them of the attachment of the red light, which is the attachment of the lower part of the ego, and the attachments of food, which is represented here as rice, and material substance, which is represented as money, freeing them from the greed and gluttony of the lower body. As you focus your minds on the red light, just let your mind dwell on the red light, and lend your spiritual power and humbleness so that these souls may have a joyous rebirth. For theirs is their rebirth now. With living threads of thy beauty, my winsome wings were woven, endowed with a spark of immortality. I have flown from life to life. I escape from all who audaciously try to possess me. I only belong to thee, O Spirit. No transient enthralls me. My true home is thy changeless spirit. I return home. Thou hast clothed barren eternity in the verdure of multicolored cycles, in the forests of incarnations. I flip gaily from tree to tree. I shall alight, alas, O Lord, upon thy outstretched hand. O Christ Guru, as we keep our mind on the red, sending love, freeing these souls so mentioned from the gluttony and the greed of the physical realm and the lower parts of the ego. slowly raise your hands above your head. Still holding on to that red light in the consciousness. And let us send out the sound of Om 7 times. Om. 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 Slowly, Lord. As you feel love coming up from the heart as a warm sensation, slowly open the eyes and don't move. This ends the first part of as I said before, the mother, consciousness of Divine Mother, represented as the crescent, represents the divine womb where all things return back, thus freeing them from gluttony and greed in the lower aspects of their ego. We must try to carry them to the second level. We go to the water. Place the water in front of the crescent, just in front of the crescent. Oh, Divine Spirit. Water is our system that envelopes all forms. Yet the mind is not as clear as water. In the second bardo, the mind is suffering with many attachments. It's still cloudy. It still drifts back to all associations of people on this earth plane. The soul is not free. Let us close our eyes and picture the green light, the green consciousness that frees them, the green light to go, the purity of mind. As we think of this green light, we send out freedom of the mind to the souls also mentioned before. And keep your consciousness on the words I will repeat in the second bardo. I may lose my way and roam in the darkness of the mind, but oh, my Divine Mother, shining, luminous, let me see that tiny taper of divine remembrance of thee be never extinguished by my gusts of disbelief. I only sought earthly things now to finally discover that I can only crave thee, the purity of mind and consciousness. Come, O Divine Spirit, be with me always. Oh, Christ, Gurus, as we keep our mind on the color green, sending them the freedom of mind, may the water purify your consciousness, the water of spirit. Oh, beloved souls wandering in the second bardo, if you find that your minds are still drifting back to the earthly plane, we are sending you freedom, that you may go on, that you may be free from the attachments of past associations of memory. And may the five masters of realization be ever present to bring you back to the clear blue and white light. Wandering in the bardo of the green light and still have remorse and still are looking for repentance and looking for ways to correct themselves, fear not. For the pure consciousness flows freely now. We who are gathered here, send thee our pure consciousness in unison, that you may draw and pass the test of the second bardo, whereby the consciousness may drift. May you pass with pure consciousness, accepting humility as the road out of the second bardo. Freeing you from these desire patterns, may you have the one desire for our Cosmic Father, that the light helps you to lift yourself up to the third bardo, us raise our hands above our heads. Let us chant Om 7 times. Om. The last three bardos are the most important bardos of spiritual rebirth. They have now passed out of all the low vestiges of the consciousness. Those who have any clairvoyant insight would have already begun to see the flash of the white light around the crescent, or would have seen one of the masses radiating out, taking charge of the bardos. As we go up the last three bardos, these bardos are most important aspects of the soul, because we are going into an aspect where their lessons on the inner plane begin for them. If they are going to have a high spiritual rebirth, how they pass through these lessons on these bardos will help them to have a rebirth that is favorable to them. Otherwise, they suffer the remorse of attachment to the lower self. We go to the third bardo, which is gold, symbolized by the fire. Already, it's there. Which is the cosmic vibration of the Holy Ghost. And since this is the Aquarian age, the Holy Breath, or Kriya, is the one that liberates us. Since they have not had the initiation into Kriya, we do it by proxy. And when you join me in chanting Om, I will do the Kriya on the third bardo for them. As I raise my hands, you just say Om.
we will keep our minds on the golden light. And here we chant, Door of My Heart, together. I'll chant, lead a chant. So the words aren't very difficult. But as you chant, Door of My Heart with me, and the Kriya being done by proxy, their lessons begin on the heart chakra for them, wherever they are on the third bardo. If they have never come that far in development, whatever lesson they may learn in the third bardo begins for them now. We will help them through the bardo. We are lending our spiritual love to them. So just close your eyes and think of gold.
Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Wilt thou come, wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Wilt thou come, wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Door of my heart, open wide I keep for thee. Wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Wilt thou come, just for once come to me. Though my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord. Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Om Christ Gurus. Still keeping your mind on the golden light and helping them to learn the lesson of the third bardo from the heart chakra, as your mind will dwell on these words. Make my soul thy temple. Make my heart thine altar. Make my love thy home. May thine love shine forever on the sanctuary of my devotion, and may I be able to awaken thy love in all hearts. Om Christ Gurus.
still keeping the mind and the golden light, and these souls who are living in the and drawn to the third bardo for their lesson, as they are being freed from all attachments in the previous bardo, is now entering into the altar of love. May they see for the first time clearly that love reigning in the heart is a true lesson in the physical plane. And may their hearts be opened, may their chakras be opened to absorb some of that divine love. If their rebirth be of a higher nature, may that love that has been instilled in them tonight by those who are praying for their release and for the masters who are carrying them through the bardo, may that love remain and be instilled as a seed that may grow into something better in their next incarnation. See for the first time that they are no devils but yourself. They are no hells, they are no heavens, but thine own self, love. Long lost, long shut out in the darkness of pride and ego, shut out in the lower cells. Those moments of love that could have grown in the earth plane were closed out. Living in the third bardo for the first time through the help of the masters, may the consciousness glimmer what true love is coming from the heart center. As Jesus once said, on the earth plane, the pure in heart sees God. It's the love that flows out from the heart chakra, allows the divine light to flow all around us in the golden light.
Helping those on the inner plane to help those
within that body. The fourth bardo is the blue light of the Christ consciousness. If they have been lifted up by the Holy Spirit, which Jesus spoke as the Holy Comforter, cosmic vibration, then their hearts and their heart chakra will be opened up for them to a certain degree of how much they can take and hold on to of that divine light. As we try to help them to go to the fourth bardo, or the Christ conscious light, which is blue, how much they will able to hold of that light to get a glimpse of Christ consciousness, that is much they can take with us helping. They will go, we will act as a boost of charge for them in that bottle. The masters will help them to a certain extent. They have to learn their lessons of the Christ consciousness, the malfunction of thinking. In the Christ consciousness, man is endowed with the ability to materialize his thoughts at will and to misuse his thinking powers. This is a mistake he would make and his downfall in the Christ consciousness. Now, how much of the mistakes they made in their own lives they will see in the Christ consciousness, and then they will have to learn their lesson that they have to learn to think right. And if they get a better rebirth, a lesson of right judgment, right thinking will come with them. Air is the element, and that is all around us. And to signify it, we light the match, which is the fire, and let the smoke go up. That has gone back up into the air. The bardo begins with the fire turning into smoke. We think of blue, which is the Christ consciousness, and those who may be clairvoyant or who are very sensitive would have felt by now the presences and the energies moving through their bodies, and would also see the white light from the crescent. It flashes like a little firefly. If you are conscious, you will see it sometime. It flashes there. So
we start the bardo with a chant again. Who is in my temple? Well, let me go over the words so you may understand what it is. Who is in my temple? All the doors do open by themselves. These are the centers in the spine, in the body is a temple. And all the lights go on by themselves. No one turns them on by himself. It is turned on by the gurus. The gurus are the ones who open these forces for us by our attunement to them. So it goes, who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open by themselves. The doors represent the seven centers. And all the lights go on by themselves. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, because there can be no wrong thinking in the Christ consciousness no more. It is all light. Jesus said, and he was on the earth plane, if thine eyes be single vision, the body is full of light. Therefore, this is the Christ center. This is the door. Trikuti and all these things means the same thing. The door of the inner consciousness begins now. And darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, flies away. How much these souls traveling through this fourth bardo will gather of the Christ light, this is what they will be able to take in their next incarnation. You see, their consciousness may have shut out much of the light in ignorance, which we call sin, or some people call sin. That is, they're ignoring the laws of nature. Now they've come back to the light, and the light is like a man living in a darkness. He cannot stand too much of it and expose right away. So he can only take so much of the exposure of the Christ light. Well, I will chant and you can join me, and it's very simple verses. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Darkness, like a dark bird, flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves.
darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Who is in my temple? Who is in my temple? All the doors do open themselves, all the lights do light themselves. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Darkness like a dark bird flies away, oh flies away. Om Christ Goose. Still keep your mind on the blue light of the Christ consciousness, helping those on the fourth bardo. Whatever they may gather will help them on their new rebirth. And as you keep your mind and I read the words, the fourth bardo. I have bled for thy name, and for thy name's sake I am willing ever to bleed. Like a mighty warrior with gory limbs, injured body, wounded honor, and a thorn crown of derision, undismayed I fight on. My scars I wear as roses of courage, of inspiration to persevere in the battle against evil. I may continue to suffer blows on my arms outstretched to help others, and receive persecution instead of love. But my soul shall ever bask in the sunshine of thy blessings. O Lord, thou dost guide thy soldier campaigns that conquer for thee the lands of human hearts now oppressed by sadness. With the transfiguring sword of wisdom, I smite the error foe. My army of freedom thoughts is disciplined by the divine martinet, single-hearted devotion to thee. Blowing trumpets of thy liberating name, the battalions march into enemy-occupied territory. Mire deluded minds, and may the legions of light banish the despot called darkness, usurper in man's kingdom of consciousness. Oh, in my invasions of the continents of ignorance, thou hast and will ever be my divine commander-in-chief. Om Christ Gurus. Keeping your mind on the blue light of Christ consciousness, entering the room, filling it all with each one of us, filling all those who are in the fourth bardo. And like the thief on the cross, whose last plea is, Master, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
for with this one last plea, the soul, traveling through the bardo, can be lifted up. And the master replied to the thief on the cross, Verily I say unto thee, on this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. All souls can be lifted up if we will only be humble and ask remembrance to the master consciousness in ourselves, the Christ consciousness in our own self. Enveloping those souls in the blue light, if they will only realize that they can liberate themselves from reincarnation now and ever be free, then we have done them a divine service, lifting them up to that bardo. Of the hearing and the seeing and of the living and those who have passed on to the invisible realms. It is the bardo that helps both the living, not only those who have passed on. It is for the living mostly. When we can all be like the thief on the cross, come back to our own master consciousness within ourselves and say, Remember me. That is, we let go of our five senses and our associations and return back to our inner self. We would be lifted up into the divine light of divine Christ consciousness. Just as those souls traveling through the fourth bardo can be liberated now and have their divine salvation here and now through the aid of those who are praying for them, pass through their trials and to recognize the way out of lower forms of rebirth. Spiritual powers to be used to help those on the bardo, and may their consciousness be ever lifted up. And may thy blessings pour upon us and upon this household and to all our friends in the living world. Still holding on to the blue light, Christ consciousness in yourself and all around you. Let's raise our hands above our heads and chant the Om seven times. Om. Om. This ends the fourth bottle.
The fifth bottle is the most important of them all. The clear white light, which the soul goes back into. And there is no loss of individuality in the clear white light. It is a regaining of self, the cosmic self, because we cannot lose individuality. We may lose ego association with the body, but not the divine individuality, that is, consciousness. You will, when the soul goes back into the white light and regains itself, it will recognize the divine eye, and it will see itself in all things back. But that, for that brief moment it returns, we in the living can experience it more than those who are going through that trial. By living in our conscious now, we must empty our minds of past, and we must empty our minds of future as we start the fifth bottle or the final bottle for them. God exists now. He does not exist yesterday or tomorrow, because existence is now. Where would existence be? Think for one moment. You exist, and existence is now. And only because consciousness exists now can you sense your nowness. And you are one with everybody now. The moment your mind drifts away, it will be like that water shaking in glass from past to future. When you synchronize your consciousness to now, past and future become now. In the now, you are free from the physical body, the astral. Thank you. everybody now. The moment your mind drifts away, it will be like that water shaking in the glass from past to future. When you synchronize your consciousness to now, past and future become now. In the now, you are free from the physical body, the astral body, and the causal body. You are one, you are soul now. It is only now, in the nowness of your being, can you experience the white light. Many of us may experience it, and many have experienced it before. Many have experienced it by their meditation. But it is only true now. No holding on to the now, and in the bardo of the nowness, the fifth bardo, this can be your divine experience of yourself. Those who are going to go through the bardo will be helped by the masters to experience the nowness of themselves. And when they experience the light, how much they will hold of that light. And you will find how much you can hold on to the nowness of your consciousness. And it may not be more than 5 minutes or 5 seconds, depending on how strong you bring your consciousness. But you have the advantage over those who have passed over, that you're in the body and can repeat the process as long as you're in the physical frame. When you're out of the physical frame, the process is a one-shot exposure, and you go back to the level where you're supposed to prepare yourself for reincarnation. In the physical body, the only disadvantage is you're going to sleep at night, or you decide not to wake up next morning. See, this is the one disadvantage of the nowness. Now, in the nowness of your being, there is no more unconsciousness. And you'll find, as you go through the years of uncovering yourself, the higher self, then sleep would be in a state of unconscious sleep, which you experience now, but in those years to come would be in a state of consciousness. There would be no break between the full consciousness and your consciousness in that state of nowness. Your body will sleep and get a normal sleep with everything, yet consciousness will not be broken. You will not lose this conscious identity. You will have the fulfillment in your life that the consciousness is there. The only reason why we are afraid of the death process, as Jesus and the masters call the sleep process, is the loss of our awareness, which you call identity. But there is no loss in the nowness of yourself. And this is the cosmic self that you have to live in. In the body, it is possible now to make this daily activity that you are now, not yesterday and not tomorrow. You don't think of the meal you eat, because that is good. It's now. And the more you hold on to now and try to be conscious of the body with this flowing force, then you will find that this ecstasy comes down, this bliss comes down, you've been flooded with it. You call it grace, a flood of joy passing through your body. Every moment you can have it. You can have it 24 hours a day, in waking, sleeping, divinely loving, meditating, chanting. It's flowing through you all the time. And even when you leave the body, it is still there. It's eternal now. Not eternal yesterday or eternal tomorrow, it's eternal now, in this consciousness now. And we think of the white light, and the white light is devoid of any form, because it will break itself up into 7 forms or 7 expressions. So we don't think of the expression of the light, we think of the pure white light, and we put our consciousness in it. Now, to start the last bardo, we do a Kriya again, because the Kriya is the master consciousness. And as thank you. We will chant. Pole star of my life. And I'll go over the words. Because the cosmic star, or the third eye, is the white star, the pranic star, which is the golden dove, which descended on Jesus, which is upside down. It's a five-pointed star representing earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are the forces we go back to ourselves, and the different astral realms are built up of it. We have to pass through them, but with the aid of masters who we are acquainted with in the physical plane, we can do it faster. And we can also help those who have never had any spiritual help before. We can, by proxy, help these people to have a better rebirth. At the same time, we are having a rebirth of ego and consciousness right now. Our own self is going through a bardo. We are passing through these bardos ourselves. So we are being lifted up. We may not see many things in relation to ourselves right away, but don't worry. The grace and the divine presence will flow in to convince you that you've had your upliftment. I have made the pole star of my life. I have made the pole star of my life. Though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, still I see the path through thy mercy. Still I see the path through thy mercy. I have made thee pole star of my life. I have made thee pole star of my life. Though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, still I see the path through thy mercy. Still I see the path through thy mercy. I have made the pole star of my life. I have made the pole star of my life. Though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, still I see the path through thy mercy. Still I see the path through thy mercy. I have made thee pole star of my life. I have made thee pole star of my life. Though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, still I see the path through thy mercy. Still I see the path through thy mercy. I have made thee pole star of my life. I have made thee pole star of my life. Though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, though my sea is dark and my stars are gone, still I see the path through thy mercy. Still I see the path through thy mercy. Oh. Let us chant one more. Thou art my life. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. In the thought by my love brought,
In the thought thy mild love brought, I taste thy name, so sweet, so sweet. Devotee knows how sweet you are, devotee knows how sweet you are. He knows whom you let knows, he knows whom you let knows. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. In the thought by my love brought, in the thought by my love brought, I taste thy name, so sweet, so sweet. Devotee knows how sweet you are, devotee knows how sweet you are. He knows whom you let knows, he knows whom you let knows. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. In the thought by my love brought, in the thought by my love brought, I taste thy name, so sweet, so sweet. Devotee knows how sweet you are, devotee knows how sweet you are. He knows whom you let knows, he knows whom you let knows. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. In the thought by my love brought, in the thought by my love brought, I taste thy name, so sweet, so sweet. Devotee knows how sweet you are, devotee knows how sweet you are. He knows whom you let knows, he knows whom you let knows. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. Thou art my life, thou art my love, thou art the sweetness which I do seek. In the thought by my love brought, in the thought by my love brought, I taste thy name, so sweet, so sweet. Devotee knows how sweet you are, devotee knows how sweet you are. He knows whom you let knows, he knows whom you let knows. Om Christ Guru. Trying to hold on to now and the consciousness of the white light. And I will read the last bardo. O divine Kali, Mother Nature, I bow to thee, all sheltering Mother Nature, ruler of time, space, form, and relativity. O divine Kali, Mother Nature, I bow to thee, all sheltering Mother Nature, ruler of time, space, form, and relativity. Invisible spirit took shape in thee, a visible cosmic mother. The beauty spot of the moon is set between thy spacious eyebrows. Thy cosmic crescent is thy divine womb. in which all things return. Clouds of eternity hide thy face. Gust of prophet lives, blow aside momentarily thy mystery veil, revealing to mankind glimpses of thine ineffable beauty. The countless worlds delineate thy form. Million-eyed, moon garland, infinite in adornments and glories. In thy changing robes are woven the dreams of creation, preservation, and reconstruction. On this endless etheric curtain of thy mind, a myriad cosmic dramas play. Thou dost entertain thy good children and frighten thy naughty ones. O divine Kali, Mother Nature primordial, from thy hand of creative power, issue the vibrations of Om, materializing in an inexhaustible, bewildering, and wondrous variety of finite forms. And yet, another hand holds the astral sword of preservation, keeping guard over planetary rhythms and balances. Thy third hand clutches the severed head of the cosmos, symbolizing the annihilation in Brahma's night, the darkness of consciousness. With the white light it is devoured. And in the fourth hand, it stills a storm of delusion and bestows on our devotees thy rays of salvation. Thou dost project the fabulous dream fiestas of the centuries, the pageant of human life and death, the birth and the passing of civilizations, and the evolution and dissolution of solar systems. O Earth, thou art eternally present in the slums of misery, the halls of festive prosperity, and the quiet shrines of wisdom. O pristine Mother, in the cyclic dawn of creation, I beheld thee crowned with wild nature, wearing the scant garment of primitive cultures and roaming amidst the unpolished minds. In the noonday of creation, I saw thee in full activity. Thy vast body perspired as thou, unseen, didst accomplish the tasks set by the restless ambitions of thy cosmic children. They felt the strain of struggle, scorched by their own ego blazes. Men implore thee to send cooling breezes of soul peace through the divine meditation. The night of total destruction approaches. I beheld thee covered ominously with mourning veils. Thou didst plunge the universe into terrible but purifying ordeal by fire. The white light dissolves all things. The sunburst, belching smoke and flames, doomful quakes, sundered the skies and conflagrated the stars. Worlds vanish within thy crucible, matter become pure and luminous, the void and white light. The phenomenal spheres, they came from light and slept as astral embers. Then stirred by thee, O perennial Mother, the universe reawakens in its vibrational body of subtle frames and white light. And these flames do leap out into an unmanifested infinite, hidden beneath the magic shroud of relativity. Whilst thou, O exuberant goddess of forms, whirl in fantastic dances of finitude, thy wild steps cease only when thy feet touch the transcendent breast of thy divine consort, Shiva, Lord of Reconstruction, in whom all recreation and recreation and creation comes to rest. Everywhere, O Kali, Divine Mother Nature, I hear thy voice resounding as a cosmic Om. In the thunder, in the singing, in the softly flow and flux of atoms, I hear thee. In the symphony of spinning stars, I hear thee. And in twinkling and tinkling of lights and bells,
laughing and harmonious lives, thou art nearer to me than the troubles of my own heart. And I perceive thee on the farthest horizon of consciousness, the divine cosmic white light. Within my own consciousness and around me like fireflies, everything dancing in the divine light, thou hast become me. O dancer of an unsearchable nature, thy entrancing footsteps echo all over my soul. Om Christ Guru. Holding on to that white light, we are entering the cosmic consciousness. And as we hold on to the consciousness of now, all our senses are withdrawn into the altar of the spine and right up to the top of the skull. And there, those who are in the fifth bardo can see their own thousand petal lotus, see the light opening it. We in the physical frame can experience the bliss, because God is the ever new joy and the consciousness of now. Souls returning back to the cosmic light realize that they have not lost but gained their true self, and all their fears of attachment and fears of unconsciousness are being dissolved, and may they have the full consciousness of the nowness of being. And if their reincarnation should be of a higher nature, may they learn the lesson of applying it in their spiritual lives. Divine Mother, teach us to live more and more by direct cosmic energy, and less on these solids and liquids. Our divine consciousness is fed by direct cosmic energy through the medulla oblongata. As we enter that bardo of the white light, not depending on physical substances to sustain us, may we, in the body, have this rebirth of consciousness and be able to live by direct cosmic energy and less from the solids and liquids. May our bodies be rejuvenated, revitalized, and regenerated. And may it be utilized in such a way to be a channel for divine energy, divine light. Let us never stray from the consciousness of now, that we are the eternal self, the eternal conscious life. Spiritual life, spiritual centers. May the love that falls
from their hearts, to those on the fifth bardo. We are one of joy. We give thanks. Let us raise our hands and chant the whole seven times. Light. Let your mind dwell on the crescent on the table and draw the power from the crescent into your own consciousness, feeling the white light sending the power to you from the crescent, the divine conscious light, drawing it through the forehead, or reach out your hands and draw the current from the crescent, whatever way you want to draw the white light to you, for healing, for abundance, for your family, your friends in the earth plane, in this physical life, for your own spiritual upliftment. We are all linked with all those who are in attunement, not only in this room, but in many places in this globe and in other planets and in many astral realms, this inner white light is flowing as we link ourselves with it. We can feel it passing through our bodies, especially through the forehead, through the fingertips. To radiate it to someone in the room, do so. Or to this building, to all your friends, do so. If you feel inclined to radiate the entire mineral kingdom, do so. Or the entire vegetable kingdom, the entire animal kingdom, or the entire human kingdom. For the entire spiritual kingdom of the masters, and those who are passing through the different bardos, awaiting rebirth or resurrecting, and our own cosmic self present in our hearts. Repeat after me. Roses to the left, roses to the right, roses front and behind, roses,
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 roses.